Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of She Rocks Success. And today I want to talk about something I've been seeing on the internet a lot. And I need to stop this because it is taking a lot of women down the wrong road. I don't know if they're actually healing or if they are just creating something else that's going to be a roadblock to their success, and it is called a money block. You don't have a money block. It does not exist. You are an abundant, beautiful human being. Money blocks do not exist. Your responsibility and accountability around how you function with money exists. That is not a block. That is an issue with responsibility and accountability, and you really doing what you need to do to move yourself forward. I just want to drive this home, because if you are constantly saying to yourself that you have a money block, or you can't afford it, or I don't know how I'm going to afford it, that is why it's showing up the way that it is. You must learn to be 100% responsible for every single thing that happens to you in your life. Every single thing, because you are allowing it. You are perpetuating it. You are staying too long. You are not moving. You are not being the leader in your life. If you really want to change your life, you must learn how to manage money, make more of it, and be responsible and be the leader in your life. Instead of buying into a course that teaches you that you have a money block, and then you have to sit through this course for God knows how long and rewire your money blocks. Like, you don't have a money block. You don't have that, okay? You have limiting beliefs around money. You have irresponsibility around money. And you have no accountability around money. If you're experiencing lack, it's because it's hardwired into your body, but it is not a block. It's just something that you believe, okay? And beliefs can be changed. I remember I've done yoga for almost 15 years now. And I was taught to use those blocks, but I'm very flexible and I didn't feel like I needed them, but everybody in the room was using them. And I'm like, okay, fine, I guess I'll use them. But all it did was keep me at a certain level. And I had this teacher one time that some people were bringing in blocks into the class and using them. And she stopped the class and she's like, everybody put your block away. She's like, what do you think a block is? A block blocks you. You don't need a block to balance. You need to use yourself to balance, because you already have everything you need inside of you. You already have the balancing mechanism inside of you. You just don't think you do. And your body doesn't feel strong enough to hold your weight because you have not trained it to do so. And it's the same thing with everything in your life. If you do not train it to do the opposite of what you're experiencing right now, then you will never change. And the more you keep telling yourself that you have a block around something, the bigger it gets. And the more you stay where you're at. And I know, my love, you want to move forward so fucking badly that it's burning your insides up. Like, it's starting to like burn your brain. You know what I mean? Like that feeling of like, I can't do this anymore. I can't stand this anymore. I can't do this for one more second. That is your body and your everything in you telling you to move in the opposite direction, and you are literally ignoring every sign that shows up because you think you need to have something before you get this thing, and you don't. The thing is showing up right in front of you and you're ignoring it because you think you have to go through A, B, and C first in order to achieve this thing, and that is not true. It's only true for you because that's what you think. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Do you hear my words? Are you truly understanding this? Because the work that I do with myself and my clients is not, okay, well, let's remove the block and let's, you know, no. I get to the root of what your limiting belief is, and we dig that shit up and we close the gap. We plug the hole. We like put cement over it. Okay. It's not like just plugging it with a wine cork so it can pop back out again. We're not doing that kind of work. We're changing your life. Like I was just telling a possible client yesterday, you don't need more information. You need transformation. The information is already out there. You need to learn how to transform yourself and hire someone that has been there and that does it every single day, not only on themselves, but on their client. And that is the kind of program that I have. I'm not going to give you more information. I'm not going to tell you what I think you have. You're going to tell me what you think you have. And we're going to rewire that shit in line with where you want to go. And the rest will drop off. Can you imagine what it would look like to not have to feel the way that you feel every day? And finally, you're aligned to the thing that lights you up and makes you move. Because that's what motivation is, right? Motivation is a reason to move. That's what this work will do for you. It'll give you a reason to move in the direction that you want to go in, because your mind and your body will work in tandem and you can't wait to move. You won't be focused on, I got to do this first and I got to do that and then this and that. No. Those details don't matter. They only matter if you're stuck. If you're stuck in a hole, then you got to dig your way out, right? That's not where you want to be. We're not putting ourselves in holes anymore, okay? You don't have a money block and you're not in a hole. There's always a way out. There's always a way through. And sometimes, yes, it needs to be very strategic, but most of the time, 80% of the time, it is your mindset that is holding you back, and then it's 20% strategy. Okay? So if that's the kind of work you want to do on yourself and you're tired of holding yourself back and you know that you are holding yourself back and you are very self-aware and you're ready to transform and you're ready to commit and you're ready to stop this bullshit ride that you're on, then let's go. It's almost May and I have 10 more spots left. Well, I opened 10 spots, in my program. It's going to be a group program and a one-on-one program. So you'll get group coaching, which is going to be totally awesome. And you're going to get one-on-one with me as well. So you'll have time to really dive into what's happening with you, with me. And then we'll go into the group and you'll have a supportive community around you where we can all work together as one. And everybody's going to be on different levels with different kind of problems that they're working with. But it's all the same stuff, right? It's all the same stuff. I'm holding myself back and I want more. So if that is you and you want to come in, DM me on Instagram or TikTok, because you probably found this there, this podcast, and let's get going, okay? Please stop stopping yourself from your beauty and your magic and the path that you're supposed to be on. Because remember, if something keeps showing up for you, it's showing you to move. And if it's something that is agitating you, it's trying to let you know that you need to try something else, that this thing needs to come up and out of you. Like the thorn in your side, don't carry it around with you and don't, you know, create a fortress around it. Pull the thing out and let it heal and move on. That's what we're doing. We're pulling out the thorns in the side and in the fingers and in the toes, and we're going to heal it and move forward. Okay. That's what this work does. I love you. Put yourself first and stop with the excuses. Okay. DM me. Let's go.